Very clearly it is a no. It's a no nationally. And the no is a vote to tell this government to go, and to go now. It's very, very clear that people have been lied to. Politicians have been lying to us. And that we know now that we can't trust them. And they need to go.
Are you confident that there mightn't be a last minute swing?
Absolutely not. There's no evidence here, certainly in the county centre here in Letterkenny, that there's going to be any swing. What is very clear is there is a swing in the sense that people realise they've been lied to, that this government, particularly led by Leo Varadkar and Rodrigo Gorman, that they've tried to take women, mothers and families out of the constitution. And their own Attorney General, Rosa Fanning, sent them a letter on the 8th of December telling them that this constitution would be or could be challenged, and that their wording was wrong. But they chose to ignore it, to push an agenda, might I say, of 0.00018. That's 0.2% of the transgender community in this country. They were willing to sacrifice women, mothers and family for that agenda. I think it's time for Leo to go and take his government and take Roderick and give us an election, and it's time for new politicians and for new parties that will represent the people in an honest way. This has been nothing but an agenda-driven, dishonest referendum pushed by this government, and the people, not just of Donegal, the people of Ireland have said enough. This is a vote of no to lies. This is a vote of no to dishonesty. They must go. And if they think that they're going to get away with pushing other agendas like euthanasia and free speech on us, we, the people of Ireland, have spoken today. And let any government that tries to push any more of these agendas upon us, they'll better take a heed today. We're not putting up with it. And they haven't realised yet, but they will realise there's an election on the way. The next Dáil election is going to change the landscape of this country. Today is a watershed referendum. The people have said we've had enough of the agendas. It's time for honesty and truth, and that's not what we're getting. And sadly, 90% of the politicians are giving the other 10% a bad name. They need to go, and go now.
And do you think, is there anything that they can do before now and the upcoming elections to try and win people back? If it is a case that the government or that the public think it is time to go?
Oh, I think that's a long gone conclusion that they're finished. I mean, I did say previously on the radio that I don't think that Donegal will probably return a Fianna Fáil or a Fine Gael TD here in Donegal. They do not understand the anger and the annoyance of people. I mean, seriously, to think that they're pushing an agenda in this referendum to look after transgenderism and multiculturalism to the expense of family, to the expense of women and to the expense of mothers. We are living in the real world where energy prices are hard. I'm a father of five, and it's hard living in what we're doing at the moment. They couldn't care less. They've pushed through, for example, in Europe there back 2 months ago, a green agenda. All 15 of the Irish MEPs voted for it. What does that mean? It means that everyone here in this country will have 200,000 less cattle in our farmlands, which will push up the price of butter, milk, bread, which we will, the ordinary man and woman and child of this country, will have to pay more for our food produce from the farm. They don't care because they're on their big salaries. This is a no to this government. This is a no to the agendas. We need a new government. We need new politicians. We need a new party. And in fact, one other thing I would say, and say very strongly, Michael D. Higgins has been very silent throughout this whole process. He has one job under Article 12 of our constitution, and that is to protect the people's constitution. Rosa Fanning, the Attorney General, told the government that this was not constitutional in his thinking, and yet the president has remained silent. And had this gone through as a yes vote, he would have probably signed it and rubber stamped it, because he's part of the political system. We need a president that is non-party, not involved in politics. We need a new president come the next election to challenge the agenda being pushed by certain groups within the government. It has to stop, and today it stops. It's a watershed moment, and I am delighted for a no vote. And thank God the people of Ireland for once stand up for mothers, stand up for women and stand up for family. And I live in a multicultural and in a very, very varied community and society. I'm all for inclusion, but inclusion does not mean that we are excluded, that mothers are excluded, that women are excluded, that families are excluded. This is the country, a great, great country of family. It always has been. And one other thing, Fine Gael means family of the Irish. Fine is the old Irish word for family. Leo Varadkar should take away the name came from his party. They are not representing any families in Ireland. It's not Fine Gael. It's a family of anything and everything but family. It's an Ireland that he wants that's not there to represent women, not there to represent mothers. It's time they go. And let's see what he's going to do now for the carers. He told this pup to us that it would ensure that carers would be looked after. He's got a budget. He has money. He can start seeing that mothers, people at home caring for carers themselves, many thousands of length and breadth of this country. What's he going to do for them now? He sold them a pup saying this, that they needed to be in the constitution. We can still put them into the constitution, but let's see the colour of his money. Let's see how sincere he is. I doubt it, we'll see very much improvement. Let's see his striving, his great word strive that he wanted in the constitution. There'll be no striving, and we'll be back where we are in the next election if these people get to get control again. It's time for Leo to go, it's time for Roderick to go, and hopefully they'll be gone very, very soon.